Continuing, Jai Sachidanand, December 17, 2009, Simadar City, early morning in the hall, Satsang on Jagat Kalyan with Deepak Bhai, correction with Niruma. What is the absolute humility of with the Jnani? What is Param Vinay with the Jnani? Param, absolute Vinay, is absolute humility. And what? How is it connected with Vitarakta, which is the absolute detached state as far as the Jnani is concerned? Niruma replies, this is in Guru Purnima, Los Angeles 2003 on Vitarakta. He says, when you do not employ intellect in any matters with reference to the Jnani, in any matter with reference to the Jnani, then absolute humility slowly arises, she says. You may, you have to say that this Jnani is my very self only, he is nobody else, he has no other agenda, he is indeed my absolute pure soul, he is verily my Paramatma, the absolute soul in front of me, the one who I would like to become, and he is indeed my own state, my own inner state, but because I cannot experience him in all his glory, this human being in the form of an absolute Lord is in front of me. And therefore, just as you are not at all separate from your own inner self, the soul, the absolute pure soul within you, in the same way there should be no difference between you and this Jnani Purush, or the Jnani who is in front of you. And the intellect can never be used in this particular relationship with the Jnani. You may use it elsewhere. You're not supposed to use it with other human beings because that is a detriment. The Nirma, the one who has given me the self as capital, Nirma, how can I return anything to him or her? Niruma says, even so, the human beings of this particular era, the time cycle, as they are in front of us, they are the ones who have made very serious errors in their previous life with Jnanis, and therefore they have repelled so far away, and now a very few fortunate ones are coming back to the Jnani. The other ones, They are Purva Viradak. In their past life, they had slandered the Jnani, they had opposed the Jnani, we all had opposed the Jnani, we had walked away from the Jnani. When the Jnani was with us, we really did not listen to them properly, and therefore we are now, it must be some rare fortune on our part, very special merit karma, that those of us who are hearing the Jnani are taking the words back and appreciating him as he is. It has been written in the scriptures too. This, it has been said that the Guru is the fifth ghati. There are four ghati. There are four karmas that kill you, that are essentially the ones that really lead to a death. And the fifth one is the one which is the Guru. You see, you never know when, especially if you're very close to a Jnani, if you're in his vicinity or if you're moving around close to him, you might see some very subtle faults in him, even if you do not want to, and that is so dangerous, because then it will take hold, and therefore you will not really see the beauty and the essence of your Guru, the one who is your spiritual master. And of course, the Jnani is above all spiritual masters because he is the ultimate liberator. Now, this person who is taking you to liberation, how can you ever see a single fault in him? So it is, maintain Param Vinay, absolute humility in matters of the Jnani. Because if you, the moment you see a single fault in the Gnani, you will fall from a huge height out into the deep valley. Niruma, we did not, Sanjay says, there was, I did not have any underlying preparation, Niruma. There was no prior preparation, and when I see the Vitarakta in the Gnani, so it seems like the, is it a correct sentence that the more you see the Vitarakta of the Gnani, the sense, absolute detached state of the Gnani, the more your humility will rise. And so the, it says, and one is able to see the, and Niruma says that if you look in the eyes of the Gnani, you will see the Vitarakta of the Gnani. The eyes are vacant. The eyes show you love. There is no agenda in the eyes. And there are some people who has, a person who has got a bad agenda, has a bad design on you. Supposing if he has got a sexual look, you can immediately see that person's eyes and you can see it. And if you see the eyes of a Gnani, from his eyes of a Gnani, you can tell this person is Vitarag. He has got nothing to. He is a pure one. You have to be able to connect to these eyes. There is no rag dvesh in these eyes. There is no subtle snake babies, subtle sapolia that have. They want something out of you. They want something out of you. There is some rag or dvesh going on in the eyes, not in the eyes of the Gnani. Niruma, what if we are not able to really see such vision? But at least you can say, Niruma says, that whatever I have attained through the Gnani is beyond anything that I would have otherwise received from anyone. And plus, what difference does it make whether you got it from Dada or from Niruma or now from Deepak Pai? But for me, it is everything, is it not? It is my liberation state. And if I can remain in such humility of the Gnani, I will be liberated for sure. So this person is absolutely benevolent to me. He is my param upkari. Param means absolute. Upkari means somebody who has given grace me to the nth degree. And so I may employ my intellect anywhere else with anyone, but I will not employ anywhere. Niruma, Gnani has said, about Srimad has written that do not look for anybody else except the Sani. I was also reading in Aptavani 12 that the importance of the Gnani and Param Vinay. There are a couple. I read it, I felt so amazing, Niruma. May I read it, please, for you? Page 45. Aptavani 12, page 45. And part 2. Dada Shri says, because you remain in my Agnas, I am very, very happy. The one who does not remain in Agna will interfere. To keep the Gnani very pleased, there is no higher religion than to keep the Gnani pleased. And to keep the Gnani pleased is in your hands. The more you remain in my Agnas, says Dada Shri, the more our pleasure will flow on you, our grace will flow on you. Now, so, what is the when there is the grace of the Gnani, why should there be a separation from the Gnani? Why is the grace of the Gnani on the same? The one who is absolutely in humility of the Gnani and who is constantly thinking of the Gnani and he never deviates from that absolute humility towards the Gnani, then the extra grace falls onto the person who receives it. Because if you slip from absolute humility to simple humility, you never know, you might go away from your humility too. Nirma, it's very beautiful here, whatever has been written in this Aptavani 12 on page 45. I have seen, says Niruma, that such who have received many, who have been through some very serious problems with their in life, then all of a sudden he thinks that I have been a lifelong devotee of Dada, and why did I get this kind of a situation? And therefore they say Dada is wrong, and so they've taken the wrong understanding. Hey, you, it is your karma effect that is coming. Even the Gnani had to go through his karma effects. You, why are you blaming the Gnani? Why, just because you've been with Gnani for 12 years or 15 years and then a sudden catastrophe happens to you, you cannot blame the Gnani for it. And therefore he moves away from Gnani. So, and he slowly moves away from the Agna. And then after a long time, Niruma says, I have seen such human beings who met Dada Shri, they were very close to Dada Shri, but because their worldly life suffered a setback, they stopped coming to Dada and stopped following the Agnas, and they took on their own activities and spiritual, and went back to all these kind of ritualistic beliefs and wrong beliefs and astrology. And so can you imagine, they had risen so high in the vicinity of Dada and then they fell because of such lack of understanding. You see, so until the train sits on the tracks in exactness, there is a tendency for the train to topple over. But if you see somebody else as a doer, then you have lost the agna of Vyavasthit, have you not? Then, you know, if you hang around Dada saying, Dada will take care of me, Dada will take care of me, Dada will take care of me. But they use, sometimes we also use the word Dada is doing it, but we are, from an inner understanding, we are saying that it is Vyavasthit that is a doer. When we say Dada is doing it, we Mahatma say, many of us say, it is Vyavasthit that is a doer. But if you say Dada is a physical person or is a supreme god or something is the doer, then you are in trouble, because that means you are expecting something for him to do for you. He is separate from the body and he is... So no matter what happens in your life, whatever difficulties unfold in front of you, do not leave this Gnan. No matter how much turmoils and storms and calamities and catastrophes come in front of you, hang on to this beautiful Gnan that you have received. And if you hang on to the self as capital and the five Agnas that sustain the self, not a single evidence of the storms will hurt you. They may touch you, but they may not hurt you. Niruma says, Sanjay Bhai, but I also says, I hear that somebody may slip from Paravinay into Vinay, which is a kind of step away from the Gnani into ordinary humility, and from ordinary humility he might even go into a derogatory and blaming mode of the Gnani. But so Niruma says, no, you should say that he, the Gnani, is myself as capital. Gnani verily is my soul. And for as far as he is concerned, my total surrender is to him only. Everything of mine is for him only. Then one will not fall back down from Param Vinay, absolute humility, to regular humility, to criticisms of the Gnani, and then a fall from grace. So then some people misuse the words of the Gnani. Dada has said they want to they enter into worldly interactions and they say, well, I have to attend to this, right? There is no shortcut in Vevar. I have to attend the Vevar. I have to attend the worldly interactions. And so they misuse the words of the Gnani. Niruma, for you, Dada was a constant God, was he not? Niruma says, I did not have, but I would say that he is Vitarag. But as far as Dada was concerned, my relationship with him, for him. But you know, for me, the moment I heard Dada for the first time, I had a tremendous attraction to Dada. And I had zero concept of the soul and the self and Atma when I first met Dada. But And when I took Gnan in 1968, the first Gnan Vidhi, when Dada asked me to do, repeat, when he would say, I am pure soul, then I would say, I am pure soul. But instead of saying that I am pure soul, I would have this inner state that Dada is such a pure soul, Dada is such a this, Dada is such that. In fact, so when Dada says I am infinite knowledge, then Niruma would hold in the Gnan Vidhi that oh, Dada is with infinite knowledge. So the first Gnan Vidhi went totally off track. And when Dada says I am infinite energy, then Niruma would say, Dada is infinite energy. So the whole Gnan Vidhi went the wrong way. I had zero concept of. It was Dada, 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 and nothing else. And when Dada is completely pure, absolutely pure, totally pure, 360 degrees pure, and I would say, wow, Dada is 360 degrees pure, 360 degrees pure. I should have been talking about my own self at that time, but it went in totally wrong track. Then for 20 years, the Niruma that went on, says Sanjay Bhai, another Apta, senior Apta Putra. Niruma says, can you believe that there must be some kind of a rahasya, some kind of a secret behind it, because for the first 48 minutes it went on in this track only. And when Dada says, I am Shuddhatma, I would say, Dada is Shuddhatma. Niruma, remember, Niruma, for you it was totally a matter of heart, is it not? Yes, yes, from the heart everyone would feel that Dada is everything. There was no intellect there at all. I had just, because the buddhi, the intellect would have said, oh, how can. But for me it was just a total state of Dada, 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 nothing else. Yes, I was able to see the pure soul in everybody, etc., whatever. I would remember everything that Dada would say. I had excellent memory at that time. I was a young doctor at that time, just finished medical school. But I was not so caught on to the Gnan as much as the beauty of the man, the glory of the man, the phenomenal energy of the man. Niruma says, Himanshu Bhai, it just happens, no? Niruma? Yes. But it happened all, then it all gelled together with my... He says it just was part of the whole process that I saw that he was different. What are you going to give for the rest of us? Is Dada's, now Dada is Dada's Agna? Now Niruma says, now just, not Niruma, just hang on to I am my five Agnas. If you stay in my five Agnas, then you will be with me. I am the five Agnas, says Dada. Do not say my this and my that. Don't go after Niruma or anything. Just go after Dada. Now they're showing an image of Dada with five fingers. If you remain in the five Agnas, I'll be extremely happy, says Niruma. I will be in total bliss. If I am extremely happy, I am extremely pleased if Mahatmas go on forward on the path of liberation. If I see a Mahatma progressing, I feel great joy, says Niruma. Niruma, then for who should I set the absolute humility? Dada Shri has said that in Param Vinay, there is a Dada Vani on Param Vinay, absolute humility. The Gnani is the Param Vinay. Then you should have the same absolute humility for Mahatmas, you know, says Niruma. Not only for the Gnani, but also for Mahatmas, same absolute humility for Mahatmas. The same kind of role that these, yes, obviously you will have it for me, but you should, she's telling Sanjay Bhai, you should have that Mahatmas are part of me only. Should I say that they are part of me? Yes, that they are my part of my real. Dada Shri has given a very beautiful key, says Niruma. If you, in It is an excellent key to remain as the self, to remain in the self. It's a very simple key, said that. How will you attain the Gnan state? By through Gnan only. It has a beautiful key. When you see the pure soul in everybody, when you say pure soul, then just say in all of them, you say, I am in all of them. I am in this person. This is mine. I am in this person. I am in Jeff. I am in Nada. I am in Patrick. I am in Shuddha. I am in Kimochi. It is my own self, is it not? And that is, they are my own souls only. It is myself only. I am in this person, especially the person who comes and says, you, becomes very angry with you. Just say, I am in this person, is he not? It is my self. See the pure soul, but just say, I am in him. So then you don't have to see him, because he is my soul. He is my soul in front of me. Should we have such a setting like this every day? He says, yes, if you keep that setting, then it every day, then it will arise in front of you. Then slowly, when vitrakta happens, then anger, greed, deceit and pride, they just kind of dissipate, do they not? Niruma says, when they say Himanshu has become vitrag, if he is angry with his eyes, will they say he is vitrag? Obviously not then. No, Niruma, let's take it in a stepping. This Himanshu is the retired eye doctor who spends a lot of his time now in Simandar City. He used to be in New Jersey. He says, when you are free from rag and dvesh, when there is not even an iota, a subatomic particle of anger, greed, deceit and pride, and says, then it says, svitrakta is an adjective. It is vitrakta and compassion, they are signs of the S capital self that has become established as the S capital self. It is not an adjective of it. It is a natural consequence of having attained the state. As you progressively decrease and your time in rag dvesh and subtle inflections and shades of rag dvesh, then vitrakta will be the state. The question is, it says tap will be necessary, he says, because, yes, he says, everything will be necessary, tap, which is penance, and agnas will be necessary. He says, there is a big fat F in penance, that I fail only. Big fat F. I fail as far as F like Frank. F. I fail, he says. F, like a big A grade means A, B. Big fat F, says Suresh Bhai. Big fat F. He says, big fat F means I fail when it comes to penance. I says, I can't do penance. Many times I think, he says, why does it happen? Why do I fail? Why do I fail in penance? No, Renuma says, no. No, you have already progressed on the path of liberation. He says, before you never used to do, never passed. He says, Niruma, inside there is so much junk going on, there is so much penance, inability to tolerate what's going on, so then I feel like I'm failing. So he says, no, just a little bit more. Niruma says, I missed that joke, I'm sorry, in translation. Niruma, I feel like I am not seriously hungry. I about moksha. I mean, I should be deeply hungry for this moksha. Niruma, this. With this answer of yours, neither fail nor pass, neither fail nor pass. Just a little bit. Niruma, is it because I don't have a deep, intense hunger for liberation that I'm not able to progress? Then Niruma has used the word kakdi ne bhookh lagi hoye, as if you have been starved for 15 days. And can you imagine the hunger? That kind of hunger should be there for your glorious absolute self within you. Niruma says that whatever residual accounts you have, whatever difficulties are there meant for you to come in life, you will have to suffer through with them, but there is, that is where the opportunity for penance will be there. But next question, when I see the pure soul in somebody else, should I say that his pure soul is just like me? She says, no, Niruma says, from there you will come to, I am in him, I am in her, I am in everyone, I am in the one who is tormenting me, and I am in the one who is giving me pleasure. I am in both of them, they are part of me, are they not? He's really the part of my soul only, is it not? Next. What is it? What do you mean by lakshan, Niruma? Vitrakta is a lakshan. Vitrakta is a state. You can see it in somebody who is in that state. It is evident in somebody who is in that state. Just as somebody is in Pudgal, in the non-self complex, then it is lakshan. Its association is with anger, greed, deceit and pride. It is not part of the body complex. The body complex does not become angry. The body does not become angry. It is the middle one within the body that becomes angry. And so, therefore, Vitrakta is a result of the state. And so, once it attains that, once it becomes Vitrak, he will not lose it, right? Niruma says, yes, he will not lose it. It is a Gnandasha, is a state of the self, as capital. Of the knowledge, is a state of the absolute installation of the self. Next question, I have a question along the lines of Sanjay Niruma. Sas Dalubhai from Detroit, he's asking a question. Guru Purnima 2003. In every book we have that the two qualities to receive Dada's Gnani is that Param Vinaya, absolute humility, and number two, I do not know anything. Niruma says, Niruma, I got this thing that until one becomes absolutely humble, absolutely enlightened, one should not miss these two basic requirements, which is absolute humility and number two, I do not know anything. I do not know anything. And then if I can see the self in everyone, then that is a very, very beautiful thing. But what does the intellect do? But in doing this, the intellect, this is where the intellect, what it does. And Niruma says, yes, the role of the intellect is to divide and to separate. The role of the intellect is to divide and to separate and to create a divisive difference between you and the other person. So Niruma, Dadashri has said that Param Vinay is to remain in the five agnas, is it not? Yes, to remain in the five agnas is the absolute humility. Abhedta means absolute oneness, Ekta means oneness, Abhedta means zero difference between the other person and me, zero separation between the other person. Abhedta is much higher than oneness. Oneness means I and he are one, but Abhedta is even higher than Ekta, which is oneness, which is that there is really not a vibration of even separation. There is no separation between you and the other human being. But that Rasik Bhai used to tell me, Rasik Bhai, the younger brother of Kanu Bhai, he says when he told me, after having received the knowledge of Gnana, then I felt like I'm somebody special, because he received Gnana from Dada Shri. He says, I'm something because I deserve, I'm something. And then Srimad Rajchandra has said that, whenever you attain this thing at any time, that means in the past life you must have met an enlightened person. The fact that we have attained this knowledge, beautiful, it is the result of us having met in a previous life a Gnani Purush, a Sat Purush. And so when we recognize that, then we recognize that everything we felt like we, there was something in this life that we did to attain the Gnani, is all wrong. It says, in fact, it is a cause and effect issues. The fact that we met a Gnani in this life means we have. Is that correct? Is there some connection to what I just mentioned? He's just trying to validate what he knows with Niruma. Why? Even Dada has said that, says Niruma. Yes, very. For his own self, he said that. In this life, he never met a living Gnani. He never met a Gnani, Dada Shri himself. But he says, I did not meet a Gnani in this life. But he says, in a previous life, he has attained the seed of Gnan from a previous Gnani, a previous encounter in a previous life with a Gnani. He says, this is the same old crowd that is moving around life. This is the Akram crowd that is. He says, a million years ago, in the time of the first Tirthankar, Lord Rishabhdev, his son, his 100th son, Emperor Bharat, received this thing. He says, and he gave it to Lord Rishabhdev, but I did not get it. And therefore, I was there, so I was there at that time, a million years ago. He says, how come he got it and I did not got the Akram? He says, I also want moksha with enjoyment in life. I do not want a moksha with renunciation and hardship. And therefore, he says, I made a very strong decision at that time, a million years ago, that I will discover Akram myself. And this is what Dada Shri says. And he says, and therefore, and so he started searching for Akram a million years ago. Dada Shri, our Gnani Purush. And that Bharat, Emperor Bharat, became liberated. But he says, I got left behind. Dada Shri said, he says, I took off in search of Akram Vignan. And so then as he started talking about it, then he found people who would start receiving such talk about Akram. And he says, for a long life, countless lives, I was searching a direct path to liberation where one did not have to go through hardship and suffering and renunciation, etc., the traditional step-by-step path. And he says, so I would meet in previous life some of you, and then they will dissipate, and then again I'll meet some of you, and then they will dissipate. And so in this life I all of a sudden started finding all the very same people that I talked to in a previous life about this. And so they came. Mahendra came from Topeka, Sirish Bhai came from LA, and so all of these people came from different parts. Kimochi came from Spain, and Jeff came from Los Angeles, and Nada came from Germany, and Patrick came from Kansas City, etc. So they're all come from different portions. And so for life after life, we have been meeting. However, we haven't gotten it in exactness, and it is in this life that we got it in exactness through the Gnan Vidhi. In India, we are constantly moving around. On the night before the examination, somebody has got the questions and so everybody is hovering around his room because he has access to the questions. And so this is how it is. And in India, even Niruma says, this Gnani of ours, Dada Shri, na bhuto, never before, and na bhavishyati, never will there be such a man in future. Such a magnificent man, such a phenomenal Gnani. He says, this is so beautiful, please do not miss it. No matter what happens, let the world go from up and down, let it topple upside down, become topsy-turvy with all kinds of violences. But you get your work done. Just say, I will not leave Dada, I will leave his Gnan, I will not leave his Agnas, and I will not leave this crowd of Mahatmas. Make that very firm decision. These are our own people. This is your family. This is your family. And a beautiful image of Dada Shri. Niruma, the beauty of this Akram Vignan is so gorgeous. He says, everybody is here. Everybody is here, Sri Niruma. Yes, all of them are here. Yes. Yes, everybody is here. Niruma, these are all the people who are Meera, Akob, all those people are here. These are the true devotees of liberation are in this crowd. Those who have not attained liberation in previous life, they are all here. And you know, Narsi Mehta said, Jahan lagi atma tanga chanyo tahan lagni sadhana sarva jyoti. Until one can really attain the soul, the self experience, all efforts are useless. All spiritual efforts are useless. You have to attain the self in all its glory. Experience it, hold it, and get your work done. And this for a million years, million life years, we have been going on. This is the group. There are Jnaneshwar, Tukaram, Jalaram. All of these great saints are a part of this crowd only, says Niruma. Kabir. All of them are. Niruma. There was a couple that got married at the age of 17. They were in doubts. This gentleman from London is talking about. I knew them from Zambia. I kind of felt pity for them, so I brought them. Yes, you feel sorry for other human beings, do you not? Yeah. So then what I did is, so I brought them, I consoled them, and I took them to Dada, this young couple who was having a lot of difficulties at the age of 17. I told them they are unhappy, Dada. So, Dada, will you please do some vidhi for them? So, Dada did vidhi for them. Dada did the vidhi. They were not even willing to go to Dada. So then Dada asked him, Magan bhai, shall I give him? Dada did the vidhi and give them each flower one. You can keep this flower in your mandir until it dries up in your temple at home. And he says, and the next year when Dada came from India, I brought them to Dada. Dada did. And so their problems got solved. Dada, did you do something? And now they are not. And then Dada, 96 then. And then Dilip and Sarla. And so our Dilip and Sarla, that's my sister and brother-in-law. And they're doing so well. I wrote a letter to you. And so then I wrote a letter that because my sister cannot have a child, they've been trying to have a lot of child. So I wrote a letter to Niruma, said, will you please bless them so that they can have a little baby? And so then Niruma says, this now Dada has passed away, this is 96th. Niruma tells everybody. Yeah. And those who do not have children, they are very, very fortunate. They go, why do you want to let them have children? And then they'll have more family than they, you know. Why do you want to give them trouble? So this is classic example of Dada. He says the one who is not married is the most fortunate. Then the one who is married without a children. Then the one who is married with a daughter. And then the one who is married with a son. Yes. Yeah, Niruma, they recall an old conversation about my sister and brother-in-law who were on the verge of adopting a child, and then they decided not to adopt. And so this is with reference to my sister Sarla in London, and Shuddha's sister, not my sister. Then I made them understand, both of them decided that they don't want any more files. Don't you think that when you talk about having a little child, this is the biggest, bigger miracle that they both accepted. And he says, even Dada and we tend to lean more towards less family and no marriage, because Why do you want a child? There are so many children. You can play with other people's children. Play with the children of your sister or your brother if you need to. But if you see the other aspect of it, can you imagine? Otherwise you can... This is nothing but an illusory attachment to children, is it not? So just let it be. But so those in the last Dadavani has just come. Those about who are the most fortunate, the one who doesn't have any children. Dada used to say, he used to tell people. And there were others who would get children with Dada's vidhi too. Some people would come and say, Dada, I want a child. And Dada would get a vidhi. But as far as I'm concerned, I would always say, don't, you know, you're wasted. I thought because Dada was doing for child, because the 17-year-old could not have the children, the couple, Dada, a year later they had a child. Therefore, I thought maybe I could tell you to give Dilip and Sarla a child. No. Nirma says, I don't do any miracles. If I could do miracles, I would instantly take everybody to liberation, says Nirma. Why have these such songs, and why have I would take everybody instantly to... And then I have to do Panchagna and Pratikraman, Samayak, and so much work. 24 hours. Why? I just instantly. If I could do miracles, I would instantly liberate all the human beings. So I will take them sadat instantly, you know. Or I will take them on my wings, she says. Yeah, Nirma looks gorgeous there with full smiles. The reason you are not coming in because you are a gynecologist. There is a Mahatma in Surat who, instead of saying gynecologist, he in the international severe, everybody told, oh, Nirma is a gynecologist. Gynecologist. Guy means cow. Cowcologist. Nirma trained as an obstetrician and a gynecologist. But she says, from there you have come totally in the other direction. Have you not, Nirma? Nirma, next question. We are sitting in this satsang, listening to you, Nirma. Our mind, buddhi, chitta, ego, they are all absolutely quiet. And we want to remain vitrag, we want to become vitrag. Supposing we have this 100% understanding, Nirma. But if we are into earning money, then the entire antakaran, the anger, the man buddhi chitta ankar, ego would be in earning money. But if the 24 hours, if our antakaran becomes still, then where is the deficiency? Why? Where is the lack of the understanding in here? Is it from a previous life? What is going on, Nirma? Yes, we want liberation, but Dada, she has just asked you to catch only two things only, nothing else, only two things. Number one, an absolute niyanu of moksha means, niyanu means an unflinching desire for moksha only. And number two, and to place the mind in Jagat Kalyan, to give the mind to the salvation of the world. That's all. Then nothing else will come in. And no third thing will then enter in terms of and passions. No passions will enter. The body is surrendered for Jagat Kalyan, and your unflinching decision is for moksha. Nirma says, I have noticed many times. He says, we are reading a newspaper. Without any reason, we just didn't get into it. Or somebody is talking and then you listen, and then you just listen. You do not have any connection with it. You have no interest in it. But you get involved in it. But at that time, there is something cooking within. But it just starts brewing within. Once it is fit within, it is, you have zero connection with it. But you're not deleting it. You're not deleting it like the junk on the computer, like on your desktop. You're done with it. Why don't you clear up the desktop? Why don't you take it in Samayika and clear it off? Because it is accumulated vasanas. It is accumulated unwiped files that you do not need that, because they are going to block your vision. Niruma. So why don't you take time to so samayik, to be the self, to see the self. This has got nothing to do with me. My role is liberation, and this body has been surrendered to the role of, to the evidences of Jagat Kalyan. And so the more you clear in this way, then whether you're doing samayik or, but you see, if you're not doing this, then without reason this thing will crop up like weeds, like weeds, and so therefore, many times you do not want to give an opinion. You have decided you do not want to give any opinion. You do not want to side with that person. You have decided you do not want to go there, and yet for no reason you will just go there. So what's going on, my friends? You have not cleared up the desktop. You see? Yeah, so this is worth doing. This is really worth doing. And so Niruma says, I was able to catch this thing. Give this very precise role of this separation. The self is attained and remain the self and surrender the small SELF to matters that are of benefit to other human beings and human beings and living beings. And so, I'm a Kshatriya, I'm a warrior caste, says Niruma. So then I was able to see it, and so I used to just let go, and says, yeah, just let go, and I would just say, let go. And when this was happening, then I would recite that this is happening. So it may not help harass you. It may not harass you, but can you imagine? It's not causing kashais, but it is still lying there. If it is lying on your desktop, there is no telling when it will become a web page for you, or you'll have to go there again. So why don't you focus on that which is absolutely necessary? This is like focusing on the energies of the non-self as well as on the energy of the self. With the exception of the absolute experience of the self, I really do not require anything. I do not want anything. When you leave this breath, when you leave this body, the last breath should be that in your chit, Simandar Swami and Dada and the self as capital should be the only ones in your chit, and nothing else should come. There is nothing else should be there in your chit at the time when you leave this body. Can you? Because if it is coming right now in front of you, what happens if it comes in your later life? So you do not. So then that is death, is it not? Because you are stuck up with something. So it is worth studying everything. Why are you attracted in that particular thing? Why are you tempted in that particular path? Why are you taking up this particular thing? Why do you enter into something that you should not be going into? Now you have received everything. You are the blissful self. Now, yes, the rag dvesh for you has gone. Now go into that aspect of your life where there is no rag dvesh. What, file number one, file number two, three. Now you talk about the, now you see where the residual aspects of your interactions with this. And then you will rise into rise higher. This is for everyone. Dada Shri says, having received Gnan for 4 years, from morning till evening, he did pratikraman for each and every file of his life. He washed it off. Can you imagine washing means what? When you wash means, if you take a white cloth, how do you wash it? You think you washed it. When you look at it, there is still a little yellow stain. Then there is still a little, very faint yellow stain. Then this thing is a faint off-white stain. So this is the way you look at your relationships. You look at the way in which you have interacted with the world, and only these close files, only. Can you say, he says, can you imagine Dada did it day and night for 4 years and we have not even sat for 4 days? But you need to start, do we not? Slowly we need to start in that direction. And it is not worth wasting away time. Yes, the worldly interactions of Jeff, Nada, Patrick, Kimochi will go on despite yourself. It is an autopilot. You are not part of that. And wherever there is rag dvesh or wherever there is a little bit of an ego rising, and so just catch it and say, what the heck? Where did it come from? It is not supposed to be in my path. But that is not my path. Eradicate it from the root. And it's separated first. Hey, come on, you are separate. And you are there. Come on, be like a warrior here. Be like a samurai with a very sharp sword. Make a one straight slash into it and just be done with it. Do not take it up and say, oh no, I can't do it. Oh, I screwed up. I sinned. I did this. Blast you. Just keep it on the other side and be done with it. Niruma giving a very deep message here. Niruma, Sirishbhai asking, Niruma, he says there is so much without Ragvesh, it comes in front of you, but it kind of takes hold in you, it makes impression within you, it takes a little impression in you, says Niruma. Niruma, there is no connection, says Niruma, you don't have to do anything with it. You know, just reading a newspaper, you're reading something, and Bush did this thing, or you know, or Saddam did this. What the heck? What is your connection with the two of them? Pakistan did this. Pakistan, oh, these Muslims are this. I will tackle those Muslims. How dare they be? These Muslims are like this. Because I will throw a bomb on them. You know, Niruma says, why don't you do it? Have you got the courage? Why don't you do it even once in your dream also? You coward, how can you? You don't even have the ability to hurt anybody and you're saying that I will hurt. So why? And what did you gain out of it? You have such negativities within you. This is nothing but the breeding house of Kashais only. So, you know, you're picking up a newspaper for what? If you read, you should read it without a sense of attachment to it or an aversion to it, just as a Gnata Drashta, as somebody who is the seer of it all. Do not entangle into opinions. Watch the, yes, Ajay, it's over now. The other Shri is, Pujya Shri is going to do Vidhi for us now. Okay, so we are closing about 10 minutes early here. It's 8:50 in the morning on Simandar City. We just watched a DVD of Pujya Niruma, Los Angeles 2003, gorgeous DVD on Jagat Kalyan, the salvation of the world. Through Vitrakta. This is part 2. Yesterday was the first part. We are waiting for Deepak Bhai to come on the phone. This Vidhi is very critical.
Jai Sachidananda.
Jai Sachidananda. On Vitrakta. What was
Vitrakta?
What was the satsang? Yes. What was the satsang today? It was on Vitrakta and Jagat Kalyan. Is everybody able to understand? Yes, we feel like you're here, Deepak Bhai. Yes. Let us do the Vidhi now. Yes. Let's all do the Vidhi. Are you doing Samayik during the day?
After all, let Samayik come.
Yes, Samayik is getting on. Okay, will you please give us a topic today to do Samayik today? Okay, let's do the Vidhi. He didn't quite get it. Let us do a good Vidhi too. Shut that, Shuddhatma chum, 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 Jai Sachidananda. Jai Sachidananda. Jai Sachidananda. Jai Sachidananda.